There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to a Saturday morning edition of The Mark White Show as we highlight children's authors. On the line right now is a friend of mine, Gina Crawford, and I love her writing, and I'm excited about Cora being able to read the book Bubble Trouble during Cora's Corner today. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, my friend, Gina Crawford.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so happy you invited me back.
Absolutely, and we have a stack of books now for Cora to go through, thanks to you and your ability to write tremendous children's books.
Thank you.
So let's talk about Bubble Trouble. I know that you were reading to me the synopsis on the back and some things that you really wanted listeners to know about this book. And of course, Cora will read an excerpt during her segment, Cora's Corner, and then we'll lead people to being able to purchase the book. But I want you to share about Bubble Trouble and how this book started.
Okay, and I have to say, I'm so happy that Cora selected this book, because if I had to choose a favorite among my books, it would be hard to do, but this would actually be my favorite.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, this was really fun to write, and I giggled as I was writing it, and I thought, oh, I just love this. And one thing I've noticed about this book is when I read to kids or groups or whatever, the kids are always listening the whole time, and there's usually some adults or teachers in the back of the room that, you know, they're looking at their phones or whatever, and that's fine, because, I mean, I'm reading to the kids, right? So it's never offensive to me or anything. But never fails, when I get into Bubble Trouble a little bit, the adults put their phones down, and they look up, and they listen to the rest of the story. So I think this one is actually a favorite with adults. So, but it's just got some funny things here and there, and the character is adorable. He's a little boy named Ben. And actually, my grandfather on my mom's side was named Ben. And I have a cousin named Ben. And he was very mischievous when he was a little boy, and still is, really. But so the name Ben seemed perfect for the little character. And the inspiration of this book was actually, I'm actually addicted to bubblegum. And I'm known for this. I actually get Christmas presents of big tubs of Super Bubble or Double Bubble. And it's ridiculous. I can't stop myself. Like, a normal person has one or two, and I'll grab like a handful of bubble gum. And I'm not kidding. And there's a restaurant in Decatur that has a huge thing of bubble gum, and you can grab some as you leave. And whenever I'm with a group of people, I give instructions before we leave, and they all get, you know, two or three pieces. And I just collect them at the door as we're leaving. I'll open my purse, and they'll just dump the gum into my purse. So really, I'm ridiculous. And years back, I was having trouble with my jaw, and I went to my dentist, and he was asking me this these series of questions, and he finally got to, do you chew a lot of bubble gum? And I thought, well, here we go. And so I told him, yes, I do. And he said, well, you're going to have to lay off the bubble gum, or, you know, your jaw is not going to get better. And
sure enough,
I obeyed his instructions, and my jaw did get better. But there's a page in the book about Ben going to the dentist, and he complains about his jaw hurting, and the dentist warns him, you know, you're going to mess your mouth up. And the dentist is actually, I actually drew him to look like my dentist, because my dentist at the time had red hair. And so that's for him. And, also my sister is a kindergarten teacher, and she and I work together a lot to fit my books in with kindergarten lessons. And so this one does that. Like, they teach 100 days of school, and there's a page in here about counting 100 pieces of chewed bubble gum. And let me see what else. He teaches shapes with bubble gum. So basically the premise is this little boy is just, he's very endearing. Like, he loves his bubble gum, and everybody's on his case about it. And he is set out to prove the good that comes from gum. And so, and he teaches lessons with it. And so it's funny, while teaching, lessons that kids can learn from. And he dreams about bubble gum, and he blows these magnificent shapes with his bubbles, and he blows an oval, a heart, and stars, and a square. And he teaches addition and subtraction with gum. He stretches out gum to make letters, and he hangs art pictures with chewed up pieces of bubble gum. And there's just all kinds of little lessons in here. And actually, there's one page that's a science lesson, and he says he can drop his gum and teach about gravity. And that was actually a quote from my cousin. I think he missed a T-ball hit or something like that. And his coach, you know, reprimanded him about it. And Ben said, well, it's just called gravity. So he was making excuses for not hitting the T-ball or whatever. So, but anyway, so that's the premise of the book. And I think people really tend to love this book. So I'm very, very excited to hear Cora read it.
When it comes to bubblegum, I have two memories, and this may draw some memories for people. One, the first one is going with my granddaddy fishing, and we would stop at the convenience store at the corner of Highway 99 and Elm Street. And he would
exactly
let me,
what you're talking about.
He would let me, it's back when it was the old station, and we would go in, and he would let me get a sack of Super Bubble, and I would pick out the green and the purple and the original, and we would have them in a little paper bag as we were headed to the fishing hole. We were headed to the blue hole, actually, and we would enjoy that bubble gum while we were fishing. And then the second thing is going to the barber shop and having a barber give me a penny, and I could put it in there and get a little gumball out of the machine when I got my hair cut. So those are some memories that I have when it comes to bubble gum.
Yes, that's so cute. Everybody has them, like you said.
Yes, and it may generate some of that as people read this story and learn more about this little guy and his love of bubble gum, and they may find out more about you too if they read
exactly.
into it, Gina. Sugar-free gum.
Exactly. Yes, actually, that I don't want to be a spoiler, but that's how the book ends. Is he does learn a way to compromise, so that's a good little lesson too.
I switched over to sugar-free a while back. I thought, okay. It's okay. You know, I can handle this. If I'm going to chew gum, I need to find something that maybe is a little better for me. But anyway, it's a good foundational children's book and learning about the mischievous little boy in the book. And I'm excited about this. And of course, we have more books from you, and you are a very passionate and inspired author who is trying to make a difference in the world of children and literacy. And I appreciate, as you talked about, your sister Heather being a kindergarten teacher, and the fact that you can collaborate with her, that's really special.
Yes, it is. She's been a huge help, actually. So my first book, All About Rhymes, she perfected it so that it teaches rhymes the way that they teach rhymes. You know, not just kind of, hey, this sounds like so-and-so, but she just put her little kindergarten teacher touches on it. So it's very effective, actually, in their lessons.
Nice. Right now, Gina, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll close out our segment together, and we'll let you share about how people can get the book and maybe some ideas and thoughts that you have to get people over to your website and to connect with you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to children's book author Gina Crawford, and in just a few minutes, you're going to hear an excerpt of Bubble Trouble on Cora's Corner from Cora White. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am so glad that you could join us today as we highlight a children's author. Gina Crawford's her name, and Bubble Trouble is the book. And in just a few minutes, Cora will be reading an excerpt from Bubble Trouble on Cora's Corner. So I hope you'll stick with us for that. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Gina Crawford.
Thank you, Mark.
I want you to share a little bit about your passion for being a children's book author, where that came from.
I have loved to write for as long as I can remember. And my parents actually gave me a journal in the second grade for Christmas. And I remember opening it, and it was just blank page after blank page after blank page. And it intrigued me. And I couldn't wait to fill it up with stories and poems and drawings. And that's my earliest memory of loving to write. And then through the years, English was always my favorite subject, just probably annoyingly so to other people, because I would, you know, not to brag, but I would always make super good grades in English, and it was just fun for me. So that was probably annoying for other students, but, and I knew by the time I graduated from high school that I wanted to be an English teacher, and really I wanted to teach college, which is what I've done for 22 years. And I've taught composition and literature courses all that time. And I've written courses about writing. And so really just my whole life has been about writing. And my focus really, my fun focus is my work with children's books. You know, it's my passion, and I've always had a knack for storybooks and rhyming, and I've always loved Dr. Seuss, and other children's book authors have greatly inspired me, like Laura Ingalls Wilder. She's my absolute favorite. And just her writing style is simple but very deep. And Dr. Seuss is so entertaining. And, you know, those authors have really inspired me through the years. So it's just something that's always been in me. I think I was just born to be an author.
And we've talked about it before, going to Mansfield and being able to be a part of the group there as children's authors are coming together annually. And Nicholas Inman, a friend of mine and yours, going to Mansfield is very special to be included and be part of that and to be able to share your work.
Oh, yes. In fact, I should have mentioned that I was just invited to be a part of the 4th annual Laura Ingalls Wilder Children's Literature Festival.
Excellent.
So, and actually, they asked me to be a permanent author, so I don't have to wait on an invitation each year. I'm just going to know that I'm going to go each year or so. And I think they have figured out how much I love Laura Ingalls Wilder. And, you know, when I'm able to go up there and be in her house and sit, you know, walk by her desk where she wrote her books, and the landscape there is just so beautiful and hilly and rocky. And when I walk there and, you know, sit on a picnic bench or something and just absorb the atmosphere, I'm so inspired just beyond words. And all I want to do is write, you know, when I'm there. And of course, that's all I want to do anyway. So
it was very special for us, Gina, as this past summer we were able to go to Laura Ingalls Wilder's home place. I was able to do an interview upstairs in her home with one of the tour guides. And that was a lot of fun to be able to do that in her home, to be able to have one of the very knowledgeable tour guides share information about Laura Ingalls Wilder. It's a very lovely, beautiful place. They have a great museum, and we were able to take Cora, and she enjoyed that a lot as well.
Oh, that's a wonderful experience. I'm so glad you got to do that.
Well, Gina, let's talk about Bubble Trouble and your other books and how people can connect with Gina Crawford.
I have simplified things since my last interview, thank goodness, actually partly thanks to you, Mark.
Excellent.
And yes, and my website has a very simple address now. It's just www.ginacbook.com. And for some reason, I don't know why, but when I type that into Google, it doesn't always immediately pop up. But if I type it directly into the web browser, it pops up immediately. So I don't know why. But anyway, but that's the new address, and it outlines everything. It has my history. I have a big long story written there, and it has the list of all my books. It has sample covers, sample illustrations, and it has a how to order tab. And I don't have links to each book there, but there is information on where they all are. So basically, my books are so easy, they're all on Amazon. So, but there's also a couple of different places where I've used two different publishers, and you can buy them there too. And my first three books are also at BarnesandNoble.com and BooksAMillion.com. But just the easiest thing for people tends to be they're all on Amazon. So, but just if there's any confusion or if they need more information, they can look at my website, and then also have a Facebook page.
And I am looking at your website right now, GinaCBooks.com. That's Gina with a G, G-I-N-A, CBooks.com, Gina Crawford's children's books. And I'm very excited about this edition of Cora's Corner as she reads Bubble Trouble. I think she's going to do a great job. She usually does.
I'm sure she will. I can't wait.
All right, Gina, thank you so much for joining me today here on The Mark White Show and sharing about being a children's author. And thank you for sharing your books with Cora so that she can share some of your stories with others.
My pleasure. She's a little cutie pie.
Thank you so much. Folks, when we come back, you're going to have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White as she reads Bubble Trouble by Gina Crawford. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. Hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Bubble Trouble by Gina Crawford. And now, here's Cora White.
Bubble Trouble. Do you see this bubble coming out of my face? It's the reason everyone's on my case. Once a wad of gum got in my sister's hair, I was immediately blamed for accidentally putting it there. I drive others crazy whenever I whine and get too demanding in the checkout line. The bubbles I blow would make my friends proud, but there's a sign at school, no gum allowed. When I play ball, I can't focus on scores or fans. I'm thinking about all the gum in that concession stand. My dentist says I'll have cavities and such. My jaw hurts fairly often, but I don't admit it much. I'm tired of the complaining. I think that it's dumb. It's time for folks to realize the good that comes from gum. For example, we could use gum in lots of ways at school. Lessons learned from gum would be great teaching tools. I could teach about shapes using last night's dream. I blew crazy bubbles like you have never seen. Out came an oval, a heart, and some stars, but the square that popped out was my favorite by far. You can find out how Bubble Trouble ends by going to GinaCBooks.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can find Bubble Trouble and other books by Gina Crawford at GinaCBooks.com. We appreciate Gina Crawford for joining us today to talk about her work as a children's author, and we appreciate Cora and her reading Bubble Trouble on Cora's Corner today. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.